AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump's been awarded a peace prize. Hai Panjwani reports it came from FIFA, International Soccer's governing body.
Mr. President, this is your prize. This is your peace prize. There is also a beautiful medal for you that you can wear everywhere you want to go.
President Donald Trump has become a close ally of the soccer organization. The Peace Prize ceremony happened during the 2026 World Cup draw at the Kennedy Center in Washington. It comes after Trump had openly campaigned for the Nobel Peace Prize, which was awarded to Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado. FIFA President Gianni Infantino had said that he thought Trump should have won the Nobel this year for his efforts to broker a ceasefire in Gaza. Trump spoke when he accepted the award.
The world is a safer place now. The United States 1 year ago was not doing too well. And now I have to say we're the hottest country anywhere in the world, and we're going to keep it that way.
Audio courtesy of Fox Sports 1. Hai Panjwani, Washington.
The Supreme Court's agreed to take up the constitutionality of President Trump's order on birthright citizenship. It says children born to parents who are in the U.S. illegally or temporarily are not American citizens. The justices will hear Trump's appeal of a lower court ruling that struck it down. The restrictions have not yet taken effect anywhere in the country. A federal vaccine advisory committee has voted to end a longstanding recommendation that all babies get the hepatitis B vaccine on the day they're born. Instead, they recommend the birth dose only for babies whose mothers test positive for hepatitis B. For others, it'll be up to the parents and their doctors to decide. Netflix has struck a deal to buy Warner Brothers Discovery, bringing together two of the biggest players in TV and film. The Fed's preferred inflation gauge changed little in September, prices up 2.8% over a year ago, and stocks closed out a quiet but winning week with modest gains. This is AP News. A dozen games in the NBA tonight, including the Lakers in Boston. Last night, L.A. was in Toronto, and Gethin Coolbaugh reports...
LeBron James' streak of 1,297 consecutive double-digit scoring games has ended. On Thursday night, the NBA's career points leader scored only 8 points in the Los Angeles Lakers' 123-120 win over the Toronto Raptors.
I won't make that a habit, though.
James had a chance to extend the streak on the final possession, but passed the ball to Rui Hachimura. Hachimura's three-pointer sealed the win as time expired.
I'll just make the right play. That's all that matters. Win, lose, or draw. You make the right play of the game, guys will always give them back to me.
James threw his hands in the air in celebration. He said after the game that he had no thoughts about the streak ending.
None. We won.
I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.